Well, I think we're in the soul and centre of her. This is a bit of her memory, the place where she's always felt safe. I think she's hiding somewhere close like a hunted creature, and I'm frightened for her, frightened to my boots.
Why?
Because I've been watching the shadows. The sun's moving, slipping down the sky.
Aye, weel, that's what the sun does.
Nay, you dinna understand. That's no the sun of the big world. That's the sun of her soul.
The Feagles looked at the sun and the shadows.
She'll die when night comes. There's worser things than death, Mr. Rob. The hiver will squeeze this place when it finds it, leave no more room for it, and the night will come, and then it'll have her, head to toe. Rob, I ha' an idea.
Everyone looked at Daft Wally. He was twisting his hands nervously.
Ye ha' an idea? Aye. What is this place, if it's no truly her ain place, her ain turf? If she canna fight the creature here, she cannot fight it anywhere. Aye, but it doesn't need to come here, said Billy. As she grows weaker, this place will fade away. Oh, Crivens. No, Daft Wally is right, said Rob.
My man's got to use his heed for something other than nuttin' folk, Jeanie had said. He stared around the hut.
This is her safe place. Here she has the power, but 'twill be a jailhouse for her unless she fights the monster. She'd be locked in here watching her life gang down the cludgy. So we'll fetch the beast in against its will, and here it will die.
The Feagles cheered. They weren't sure what was going on, but they liked the sound of it.
How?
Said Billy.
Ach, ye had to gang and ask that, didn't ye? And I was doing sea well.
He turned. There was a scratching noise on the door above him. Freshly chalked letters were appearing one by one, as if an invisible hand were writing them.
Jan's words! She's trying to tell us something! Yes, they say sheep's wool, turpentine, jolly sailor.
Billy looked at Rob.
Aye, well, anyone can read it, but ye's got to be geet to have the meaning o't. And what's that? The meaning, Gonagall, is that ye's are gonna go stealing.
There was another cheer from the Feagles. They recognised that word all right.
Daft Wally? Aye. Ye'll be in charge. Ye've got the brains of a beetle, but at the thieving ye hae no equal. Fetch turpentine, fresh sheep wool, and some jolly sailor baccy. The hiver must smell them. It'll bring it here, and ye'd best be quick, because that sun is moving down the sky. Ye'll be stealing frae time itself.
Daft Wooly's face crinkled into a frown.
But ye're the leader. No, someone's got to stay wi' her. I'll know I'd said we left her to die alone.
He pointed.
No, look at the sun, will ye? It's moved since we've been talking. Get moving, ye scunners!
He raised his sword, growled, and they fled. Then he laid down his sword and sat on the step of the shepherding hut to watch the sun. And after a while, he became aware of something else.